Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you, wherever you might be at this time. We thank God for your prayers and we thank God for your support of this broadcast, because without you, amen, because the Bible said where two or three come together, there he is in the midst. There's God in the midst with us. And we thank God for you. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend the doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. What we're discussing at this time, amen, as always, the subject is actions speak louder than words. Action speak louder than words. Amen. Call a friend and let them know to tune in. The Doctrine of Truth, amen, can be a part of this program. Sometimes people come in and is listening in the studio. And if you have a word, a scripture, a comment, a question you like to ask, amen, be welcome to. Because our whole desire is to bring the truth from the grassroots level, that we all can grow from each other's experiences. Amen. Father, we thank you right now, Lord. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And we pray, Lord God, that you bless the listeners of this broadcast, wherever they are. Oh God, whenever they listen, oh God, in the name of Jesus, your Son. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you love us in spite of our differences and our problems. Amen. And our conditions and our sins. Bible says, while we was yet in our sin, Jesus died for us. And Lord, we thank you for loving us unconditionally, loving us in spite of our sales and our problems. You still love us. And we pray, Lord, that we grasp that understanding. It's not by what man say, it's about what you says. And by what we do towards your instructions. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. God bless you and welcome again. Those of you that's coming in for the first time, we're saying that we always recognize you and your privacy and wherever you are. If you like to say something, it's time when we do say we open up the studio, you can press 1 on your phone, and we'll just put in the area code and your last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. We're not asking you to give your name, but you can if you want to, because these broadcasts can be viewed again and as well as listened to again, because you can go to, if you have a computer, go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Or you can go as well as go to our website and you will find us at www.JCIMinistries.org. Amen. And go to the bottom of the page and you'll find us there where we be on Sundays. Amen. We have a live broadcast on Facebook. And we also, again, at the Blog Talk Radio, we come in, amen, at 12 o'clock just to listen. No response like we're doing tonight or today, whenever you might be viewing this broadcast. Amen. But we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. We use many different scriptures here. Amen. You might have a scripture, an example. And I know some have made comments about, amen, why you use different scriptures and out of, it might be out of context or context. But we work off of the Bible, amen, and we know that There are many different kind of Bibles out there, and we try to be close to the scriptures as possible when we give you examples and comments. We have Matthew, King James, Matthew's Bible, we have Amplified Bibles, the New American Standard Bibles, and the New International Bible. Amen. Amen. So you have Good News Bibles. Many of you have good Bibles out there. And it's good that you invest in those Bibles. I also use a comparative Bible. Amen. With four different Bibles in one book. Amen. And we'll be working with that from time to time on this broadcast and give you scriptures from those different books. Amen. We know that the Word of God is a God of communication. He's a God of communication. And his one story runs all the way through the Bible. And that's about the love of God and how he redeemed his man, his people, the human race, back to him. Genesis to Revelation, through the spoken word and the written word, which is the gospel. Amen. So we're working to impart. I always say, well, you know, once you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have to work to go into step two. Amen. Step two is to be active in what you learn. Amen. That's why we are talking about action, speak louder than words. Amen. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and this is what we are studying on tonight in the book of Matthews, because God is a God of communication. Amen. That's how you got saved. Spoken word. Amen. Written word. And you spoke from your mouth saying that you accepted Christ. Amen. Not by what you think. Amen. You had to put some action. Amen. Towards God. And God looked at your heart. Amen. He accepted you from your heart. Amen. How you feel and how you believe in what you said. Amen. So that's why the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. So God works, amen, through communication. Amen. You're going to do anything, amen, towards God. It's not by what you think. Amen. But he looks at your actions, and he looks at your heart. Amen. So it's very important. Amen. You catch that on Revelation. Amen. You can go further in growth towards God and be victorious. Amen. In the gospel. Amen. Being said, we look in the book of Matthews. Amen. We're gonna begin looking. Amen. We'll probably be reading from one or two scriptures out of different Bibles. Amen. And you know, Bible study. Amen. And interpreting scriptures, amen, it is a work. Amen, amen. Once you get understanding, maybe you went out driving, and you drove cars, and you moved around, amen, you got understanding, amen, how to drive a car, you understand, amen, how to work the TV, and you understand how, amen, even now, how to work computers and all these different phones came out. But in the beginning, someone showed you, amen, or you looked around and was a little frustrated at times to learn, amen, things, amen. But it's easier when you have someone to help you that's for you, amen. Learning these telephones and computers, amen. Somebody taught somebody. That's why we have schools. That's why we have, amen, teachers. Even in the Bible, have teachers, amen, preachers and prophets, amen. Everything evolved from the Word of God, evolved from God himself, amen, through his people, amen, the Jews, amen, Judaism, amen. Those of you, amen, that came out of, we all came out of was atheist. Amen. We all that was Christian, Protestant, but those that came into Christianity, amen, we have learned, amen, if you put everything in Jesus, trust Jesus, amen, we wouldn't have to be so involved and frustrated by our own teaching, amen, by our own errors, amen. That's what Jesus said, and that's what we're going to read about a little bit, amen, because when we came out of Judaism, if you want to be successful, amen, everything, you had to bring a sacrifice to the temple, to the priest. If you did something wrong, if you know you had a problem, you know you had to be, if you want to be accepted, you had to bring an offering. Amen. You had to bring an offering. If it was a problem, a situation, all depend on what type of offering you had to bring, but you had to bring it to the temple. The temple and the priest, amen, and all the sacrifices was going on. That was done under Judaism. That was done under Judaism. And Christianity came out of that because Jesus was a Jew. He was a Jew, and all the disciples were Jews. Amen. But Jesus saw that was a problem. Amen. And God sent his son. Amen. God sent communication to his people. And his communication, amen, became flesh and became a word. And the word walked among us into a body. Amen. And Mary called him Jesus. Amen. The song, God in the flesh, God, the pre-incarnated God. Amen. We're going to take it up into Matthew's, amen, the 7th chapter. Amen. And we will be reading here pertaining to, like we said, if sometime we use other scriptures, Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scriptures, well, Jesus came in the scriptures that was written of him. Amen. Well, no Bible. It was scriptures and scrolls that was written of him. And the Pharisees, they only dealt with the Old Testament. They only dealt with the first 5 books. Anything else, they were strictly about the law and walking and keeping the Sabbath. Amen. If you would be identified as a Jew, amen, one thing you always had to recognize, amen, you had to be circumcised. Every baby, every child, every man child had to be circumcised. Amen. The second thing, on the 7th day, whatever day they counted, the 7th day, they rested. Because God rested through all his creation. So they kept the Sabbath. They kept the Sabbath. Amen. And the next one, the third one, amen, to be recognized, and people know that it was Jews, they didn't eat no half-done meat. They didn't eat any half-done meat because it had blood in it. Leviticus, the 11th chapter. They don't eat nothing with blood. Amen. And you know, it's healthy. All the health, those that know anything about health, amen. Everything that, when you go to the doctors, they want to take your blood. If they want, they just want to take your blood because they know everything that goes through the body shows up in the blood. Amen. That's what Leviticus says, that the life of the body is in the blood. Amen. If you want to be today, all these viruses and all these problems in your health, you keep your blood clean. Keep your blood clean. Amen. Drink a lot of water. Amen. People missing water today. Amen. Dehydration. You might not. How much water you drunk today? How much water you drunk today? Amen. You feel dehydrated. You don't have to be out there running and moving around. Amen. The body needs water. Amen. You put out water, you need water back in because all the body made of some say 70%, 80% of water. Amen. So if you don't put no water back in, amen, the system begin to pull down and you feel like headaches, one running down, what's wrong with you? Amen. You need water in your system. Amen. So take clean your blood, find out what it takes, amen, to keep your blood clean. And try to eat right. And these days of all this COVID-19 and all these diseases, amen. All the every time you turn, sometimes you turn around, it's on the television about, amen. On the radio, amen. About some kind of contaminated food. Some food was contaminated. Something that happened to the food chain, amen. But nevertheless, amen. Jesus said so. Amen. Watch this, what Jesus said. So, amen. And that part of that, when we was talking about, amen, the blood and the circumcision, amen, that's biblical. That's biblical. Amen. Matthew 7:7. Amen. When God gave his word, amen, and we using, like we say, we use the Bible because Paul was instructing ministers about, amen, all the scriptures, for example, for teaching. Amen. Matthew's 2 Timothy, amen, the 3rd chapter, 16th verse. All scriptures given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, that's teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen. Matthew 7 now, reading out of the King James. And Jesus is talking here, amen, concerning about, amen, false teaching in the latter days, in the last days. And we're going to pick it up at the 21st verse. He said, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. For many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in your name have cast out devils, and your name does wonderful works? And then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, workers of iniquity. Amen. And that could be a hard saying. Hard saying. And people today will be careful about running after signs and wonders. But notice what Jesus said now. Jesus said, and they said, well, Jesus, you know, we prophesied in your name. Amen. We cast out devils in your name. The devils know about God. These are speaking things they've done. This is work. But they're speaking it, amen, out of their mouth. And then will I profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, lawlessness, iniquity. Amen. Jesus was wounded and bruised for our transgression and for the iniquities. Amen. Isaiah 53. Amen. And he died for the iniquities and the transgressions. Amen. So iniquity is dealing with all kind of lawlessness. All kind of lawlessness. Amen. Therefore, whosoever shall hear these sayings of mine and does them, I was likened unto him as a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not should be likened unto a foolish man who has built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Amen. And Jesus came to pass when Jesus had entered the sand, the people were astonished of his doctrine. Amen. For he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Amen. That was out of the King James Bible. Amen. And also, amen, you'll find, amen, the same scriptures in the same way. Amen. Out of New International, New American Standard, Amplified, and the King James. Now, some of the points here. Amen. You speak salvation into your life. Amen. And that's action. Amen. God believe in action. And many times we can say things, amen, and really don't believe it, what we say. Maybe sometimes you just may be saying things, amen, to get away from someone. Amen. Maybe you got trapped in some situation and you call it, well, just a little white lie. Amen. But you're just trying to get out of some situations. Amen. But, you know, there's a way, amen, to get out of things and to sort of telling people no. You can say, I'm sorry as a Christian. I cannot do that. But I'd be happy to tell him you're not available at this time. You know, somebody said, oh, tell him I'm not home. You know, remember time, long time ago, the parents said, oh, tell him I'm not home. I don't want you to say, wait a minute, no, I can't, as a Christian now, I can't just say that. You know, just tell a person you're not available. You're not available. You know, because you could be end up lying. You could end up lying. Amen. When somebody wants you to go on a date to do something you don't want to do, amen. Don't just say, I'm just busy and, you know, I can't go. Amen. But just give them kind of nice ways. Say, you know, I appreciate your invitation. I feel it would be the best for you to ask someone else. But please know that I honor that you want to, you know, you would like to invite me, and I appreciate that. Amen. So, you know, as Christian, we have to do things kind of like diplomatically and honestly. Amen. Because if you don't, some people are going to take this and, well, they lying. Amen. And, you know, that's not godly. And they say they're Christian. Amen. All of this. Amen. So you have to be careful. Proverbs 25:11 say, a word aptly spoken like apples of gold and setting of silver. Amen. Your words. Amen. You get saved through your words. You pray through your words. Amen. And God expects you, amen, to follow up on what you say. Amen. He does really do. Amen. So what we're going to do now, as always, we're going to go to, amen, to the studio now. Those of you that's coming in for the first time, amen. We thank God for you and you. Amen. Those of you, amen, we know how we work. Amen. We press one on your phone and the technician will put you in. We give you an area code and listen for your last four digits of your number. Amen. And we'll say, God bless you. You're welcome. Amen. To come on in. Amen. So we're going to open up the studio now. And we're talking about, amen, actions speak louder than words. Maybe you might have a comment, a scripture, a vision, or a song that you would like to share with us. All right, I think we're already ready now. We're going to go to 561, last four digits, 1413. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good evening, everyone in Blog Talk Land. God bless you, Bishop. Thank you, as always, for spreading the truth and the love and through the anointing of Jesus Christ. I like the subject, actions speak louder than words. I want the life. Let me go back. After experiencing one of my family members, my sister, transitioning last week, I would like to say I want the life that I live this day from any day forward to speak for me as I walk and live through Christ Jesus as a saved, sanctified man of God. Amen. I want my talk to match my walk. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to speak life everywhere I go. First to myself, amen, and others. And I speak life to you, Bishop, and everyone in the sound of my voice. Right now, I want to say thanks, and may the Lord add a blessing and overflow your household and your receptive tanks in the name of Jesus, spiritually and naturally. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, man of God. We accept, amen, your words. Amen. Those that are listening, amen. You know, you speak positive. Amen. And believe what you say. And Jesus said you should have it. Amen. All right. We're in the studio now. We always accept calls. Those of you that are listening and would like to have something to say, amen. We don't give you credit as far as educational grades or for school that you might be attending, amen. But we pray that what Proverbs says, 27:17, that iron sharpens iron, amen. Maybe something be said or heard in this study that can give you the click, amen, that you can run on and see what the end is going to be, amen. These times, amen, you can press one on your phone. Amen. You can press one on your phone. Amen. These times of the viruses and storms and amen, of all the disasters. Jesus said it was going to come. We read the Bible. That's our biggest investment. And you hear me speak of that all the time. The Bible is your lifeline of investment, because God is a God of communication. Amen. The word came. Amen. God didn't send a letter, an angel, but he sent above everything the word. And he wrapped himself up. And he came, amen, a body that he prepared for him. He came and walked this earth. Amen. So once you learn, amen, to take God's word, amen, and then it's not on you. It's not on you. You say, well, Lord, you know, you told me this and you told me this. I'm going to do the best I can. Amen. Because I accepted you. Amen. You got to really accept God as your Lord and Savior. Amen. He knows. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. If you say you have no sin, then you lie. You're just telling a lie because somewhere, somehow, you fell short. But it doesn't have nothing to do with your salvation, because you can say, Lord, forgive me. The Holy Spirit lets you know, oh, you shouldn't have said that. Amen. Or even the person gave you the wrong dinner. Amen. Even though they pull in front of you. Amen, or whatever the enemy tried to get you thinking about, and say, oh, Lord, I didn't mean to do that. Amen, because you got to be walking in that person's shoes today. Amen. Some people have lost jobs, they lost homes, amen, family and friends. And you don't know what the stress is on their lives. Amen. So we are always willing to forgive and let go, but we are also willing to help others. If it's possible, so. If it's possible, without draining your finance, without draining, amen, your covered bearer, amen, without draining, you know, what you have in store. So the next step is try to find them ways to find help for themselves. Amen. That's powerful. You might not have it, but you can direct people how to find help. And it's help. It's help there. Oh, yeah, it's help out there. Matthew 7:7 says, seek and you'll find. Amen. The word of God didn't say, oh, because of the virus, because of the economic condition. Oh, used the Bible say, seek and you'll find. You have to take the Bible plain and simple without any attachments, economic conditions. Amen. Family and friends attach your feelings. No. God's word stands alone. He is God. And Isaiah, he said, I don't know no other God. I don't know nobody else. Amen. I'm God alone. Amen. You have to take him as that. All right, press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone. We're talking about, amen, speaking in action. Amen. Don't you know you can, as we're waiting, you can reprogram yourself. You can reprogram yourself. Oh, yeah, you can reprogram yourself. You can reprogram yourself. Keep thinking positive. Okay, let's flip it around. Those that fear, that's fearful, amen, and afraid is because of what? They're thinking negative all the time. All the time, they're always thinking, amen. Okay, Halloween coming up. You don't know how deep it is into your spirit because you've been living that way, amen, until you met Jesus. And you know Jesus is alive, and you know the devil is alive. Amen. You should know that the devil fear God, and he trembles, because he know. That's why we're reading in the scripture, amen, and Matthew 7:21, amen, and they were saying, these false prophets and teachers said, well, you know, we cast out devils in your name. Because the devil, he didn't leave because of them. He left because of God's word and the name of Jesus, the authority God's name have in the spirit world. In the spirit world. And where the problem lies here is on earth, many of us haven't got the information properly that once you come to Christ, you have power in Jesus' name. You're authority. You're part of the family. Amen. You have the right to speak positive. You have the right. Amen. to have blessings and help in this time now, in this trouble. Even though we might say, well, we're in the fiery furnace. We're in the fiery furnace. Amen. But you know, the Bible speaks of those who were thrown in the fiery furnace. They didn't get burned, but somebody else was in the fire with them. Amen. You might be in the furnace, fiery furnace of your life. You might feel it so. But God is right there with you. That's why God's word is so powerful. He said, I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. So he that's a strong statement. Hurricane. Look at the brethren out there with the fires, burning up communities. No houses to go back to. Floods running through cities. No home. No churches. Churches burn up too. Where's Jesus in their heart? Where's God? Jesus said, I'll be with you. 1 John 4:6 says, he that is in you. The church is in you. That's why you the church. Amen. The tabernacle is a building. Yes, we got to assemble ourselves. Jesus said, I'm with you. So where is Jesus now? He with us now. We all assemble. We're all assembling here. We're from different area codes. We're assembling. And the Holy Spirit is among us. Amen. God is with us. Amen. He's around us. He's in us. Amen. Amen. So be encouraged. Be encouraged. Amen. You can speak and talk. And Paul said in Ephesians, get you a song, a spiritual song. Amen. And a hymn. Amen. Thank God for your life. Amen. Watch the praises of God. Amen. Watch your heart uplift. Amen. He's there. He's there. Amen. There's a time for everything, brethren. But God said, I'm with you. Every time you go through a change, he's there. Amen. When it got cold, you can raise your hand. He was right there. Amen. Snow, he's there. Rain, he's there. Hot weather, he's there. Amen. He's on the inside. Press one, brethren, on the phone. Amen. If you want to have a comment. Amen. We're talking about speaking. Amen. Your action. Amen. God, look at actions. Amen. You know the Pharisees, while we're waiting here, the Pharisees were people that came out of Judaism and after the captured, and amen, they carried the strict laws. Amen. They always dealt with Genesis, the book of Deuteronomy, the five books. Amen. They had the law. They believed in the law. Amen. They were considered by Jesus as hypocrites. Because they say one thing and they did something else. Jesus said, don't do. Then they say, oh, don't do what I do. Don't do what I do. If the tractor fall in the ditch on the seventh day, and back in their time, they counted Sunday as one day. Sunday. So when it hit Saturday, it was 7 days. It was 7 days. So you couldn't do nothing. You couldn't do nothing. Amen. Amen. The donkey you have, if you break down, amen, or the ox out there in the ditch, and you know he got to start plowing. Amen. On the first day of the week, which would be Sunday, he can start plowing. And he can't do nothing. You're going to leave him right out the ditch, y'all, 24 hours. Amen. You're going to leave him right there and get sick. Jesus said, no, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. Amen. Because they was eating corn and walking through the fields. And amen. And he healed somebody on the Sabbath. And he said, oh, my God. So there were strict people. They said one thing and did something else. So we have to come out of these things. So you have to be careful. Amen. You're not lucky no more. Stop saying that you're lucky. You're not lucky. Amen. We have to renew our mind. We have to start speaking. Oh, I'm lucky. Don't say you're lucky. Amen. That means you're jumping out of your blessings. Amen. Say, God been blessed. God going to bless me. Amen. God going to help me. Amen. Renewing your mind that you can walk in belief. Amen. That's how you reprogram yourself. Some call it brainwashing. They did. Brainwashing. Amen. The advertising people call it, amen. They might have a little brainwashing, but they say so many things so many times, you wonder why they keep advertising the same hamburger. They brainwashing. Amen. They get it. You can renew your mind. Renew your mind by the word of God. Amen. And don't feel bad. Don't let people judge you by what you're doing for Christ. Because your reward is different than the one down the street or the man next door. Amen. So you really enthusiastic about God because you know what God can bring. God can bring all the material things to you. And he told him, say, look at the sparrow. You know, last subject, he was talking about the sparrow of faith. Amen. How birds just fly around. Amen. They just fly around. They're looking for their food. Amen. They're in certain areas. Amen. If you begin to watch these animals, they'll teach us something about faith. Amen. The ants work together. We have to learn how to work together, the ants. Amen. Everybody pull their part. Amen. Bring things together. Amen. So actions. God look at action. That's faith. James said, what is faith without works? What is faith without works? How you trust. Amen. You got that car parked out there, or you got a bus ticket. Amen. And you just looking at it. And it's not going to take you nowhere unless you get up. Amen. And get in your car and turn the key on. Amen. And put it in gear. And then you can go some places. As long as you sit in the house looking at the keys and looking at the car, and the car look at you, you're not going nowhere. Amen. You're looking at the bus ticket looking at you, and you see the bus going by, you're not going nowhere. Amen. When you take God's word, amen, start applying it, he says, seek, and you'll find. We're in the seeking time. And things is not like it used to be. It's not a normal situation. Amen. We are the seeking time. So, amen. If a man do not put his faith in God, put his trust in God's word, you will feel lost and nervous, amen, and concerned. But you can, amen, petition God and talk to God about it. Amen. Get it off your chest. Amen. Amen. Stay on his word until you transform your mind, transform your spirit, man. Amen. Push one on your phone, brethren. Amen. I don't want to talk too much here, but amen. We want to give you a chance. Amen. It's for you. This part of the program is for you to express yourself. Amen. We're not going to fight anybody. All right. Look like we're back. No, we're at 561. Last four digits, 5981. Bless you.
Yeah. Bless you. Good afternoon. Good evening. I would just love to say, thank God, first of all, for this lesson. Actions speak louder than words. Very great lesson on tonight. And one thing that I just would like to say about action, God give us what we need to fight with. Take my mind back to David, how when David had to go up against Goliath, Goliath, of course, was bigger than he was, stronger than he was, but he used what God gave him. He put that into action. And with that little slingshot and that little stone, was able to take down this big, great giant. So God give us what we need. We just need to put it into action. And I just want to thank God for this lesson on tonight, and God bless you. And the radio listeners, God bless you.
God bless you, man of God. And that threw us a lot of memories. Amen. Amen. That's why I'm here tonight. I'm here tonight, today, on this broadcast. Amen. Many years ago, a man told me, say, oh, you want to expand your ministry? You want to do something else from God? And he told me. And I just went up 15 minutes, barely made it, 15 minutes. Amen. Now we're up to an hour. Amen. So don't despise small things. Amen. You grow and God help you to grow. Amen. 5 or 6 people to 12 people or more. Amen. So you have to put yourself into it. Put yourself into it and God will be right there for you. Amen. Sometimes we hold ourselves back. Amen. You can hold yourself back. Amen. God have things that he promised for you, but he's not like the world. Amen. He's not a man. Amen. When you say God did something for you, amen, it stands. Heard a man say God moves slow, but he show when he moves. Amen. It's like concrete. When it's set up, amen, nobody can take it. God bless you. Nobody can tear it down. They can argue and holler. Amen. He ain't going to back up on that. God bless you. Amen. Some of you can think of things that you started out, and you started out. Those of you young in Christ, let's keep going. Let's keep going. Just don't worry about tomorrow or whatever about the people say. You just keep moving. Let's keep moving. All right. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're here. Amen. If you have anything else you would like to share with us, maybe that reminded you and help some of you. Amen. For the first time. Amen. We're going to look back at this virus. Amen. Some of you, amen, God has helped you. Everything works together for good. Everything. Excuse me. Everything works together. There were some circles people was in, and it had to take the virus to get them out of the circle. Some association they was ashamed of, and some places they was ashamed of. But because when this virus came in, people had to separate. Amen. And some things, they were contracts and, amen, home situations. Amen. And the children. Amen. God used that. If I'm going to use that term, God used that to help you get out of, untangle. Amen. So there's some good coming out of this situation. Some of you got chance now to study up on another career. Stay busy. That's one thing. Action help you to stay busy. Amen. When you just sit around and think the enemy can stir up your mind, if you're not renewing your mind, amen, in conversation, the enemy will try to get in your mind. And that's where the warfare is, up there, like my old science teacher say, up there in the coconut. Amen. That's where the action, where the warfare is. Amen. Amen. You ever seen people you know, young men coming up, young ladies coming up, you know they don't have anything, but they walk like the whole $1 million. Amen. So it's good coming out of this virus. Some of us got a chance to sit around and rest. Amen. To think over things. Amen. And now we got to really have a chance to plan. Amen. Positive things. So it's good coming out of this. You're learning things you didn't know about yourself or some others. It's some good coming out of this. Amen. Amen. Because it's getting us ready for another wave, whatever it's going to be. But you're going to be every time. God is right there. He's letting you know heaven is real. Get to heaven. He's going to keep his word. Amen. We just have to put ourselves out there. Call, write, amen, talk it out. Matthew 7:7. Seek, knock, ask. Don't be ashamed. Amen. You'll be missing a lot of things. Amen. Don't let your pride get in the way. Amen. All right, push 1 on your phone. We're getting close to our time here. Amen. God teaches us things, and let's utilize it. Amen. Amen. You learn how to pray earnestly. Amen. And you know who your friends really are. Amen. Those that are calling you and telling you, hey, you know, it's bread in Egypt. It's corn down in Egypt. Amen. Let's go down and get some corn. Amen. Those say, you know, this happening. Because they love you. They care for you. Amen. They're not trying to get from you all the time. They're trying to help you to get something yourself. Amen. But they can't bother your salvation. You should thank God is one thing. Amen. God know you saved, and he loved you. All right, brethren. Amen. This is your time. I apologize for taking up your time. This is your time. Amen. We can take about three more calls, then we're going to go in prayer. Amen. Three more calls. Action. God wants you to obey his word. and how you know his word. Amen. You have to study his word. Pick it up from time to time. If you don't have to read it 4 or 5 hours, read a little bit, put it down. You don't like the Old Testament, read some of the New Testament. Amen. Just bounce around until you make you feel good. You'll find the scriptures make you feel good spiritually. Amen. 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 Then there's a book, the Gospel According to John, and I always throw that out there because it helps build up your faith. It builds your faith. Gospel According to John, amen, in every chapter. All right, we're back at, I think we're at 561, 5981. 561, 5981. Yes, sir. All right, 561, 5981. Okay, we missed that. Okay. There's a book, The Gospel According to John.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You asking for prayer?
No, not yet. Not yet, but we'll take two more callers. Amen. Then we'll be ready. Amen. If you want to give a prayer, go ahead. Go ahead and give a prayer. You feel you need to give a prayer, go ahead. We can take a prayer.
Oh, I thought it was going to
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Give a prayer. We just thank you, Father. We just want to thank you again for another day. We thank you for this day, yesterday, and tomorrow, dear God. So, Father, we just ask you, oh God, continue to, Lord, bless this ministry, bless the bishop, dear God, bless the listeners, oh God. Father, we just encourage, let us take action. Tell somebody, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell even if you have an enemy, tell your enemy to listen to this broadcast, because we are getting sound doctrine teaching now. And we just thank you again and ask all to continue to love the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen, man of God. Amen. We don't want to overrule what the Spirit of God put on you. Amen. To pray or say something, dream or vision. Amen. You're always open. Amen. We want to be governed by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Action. When God says something to you about doing something, amen, especially, amen, his people, amen, those who have been born again, amen, the Holy Spirit leading, guiding you to help people, amen, be careful, amen. You must do it as much as possible within your means. And some of you know in the Old Testament, and since this Bible study and sort of the Old Testament, it was a prophet. God told him to go down, amen, and tell this king, amen, not to do such and such. Amen. He went down, and the Lord said, when you finish that, I don't want you to go back the same way you came. I don't want you to take nothing to drink or to eat, but I want you to leave. And he showed the king, and he did a great miracle. The king went up, he stretched his hand out, his hands froze. Amen. He cried, said, oh, cry unto your God. Amen. When he did it again, amen. And he let it know, he said, oh, this God. But the man of God didn't do what God told him to do. Amen. He turned around, sat down and ate, and an old prophet came to him. And his church said, oh, there's a man of God in town. He did a great miracle. Amen. And the old man of God, and he begged him, said, oh, God, an angel told me you need to sit down and eat with me. Amen. And that, you know, the prophet, amen, finished finally eating with this old prophet. Amen. Old backsliding man of God. This young man got killed because he set at the plate, and God spoke to that old prophet and said, listen, amen, you should not did what God told. God told you not to stop and talk to anybody. And he got up and went down the road, and a lion killed him the same way God told him. Amen. But they buried him. They buried him. And those kings would say, you know, oh, that's the man of God that disobeyed God. He was still a man of God, but he died in disobedience. Amen. We can cut our lives short by disobeying God. And be careful how people want to instruct you and tell you, Amen. If God telling you to help somebody or help yourself, amen, it goes a long way. Amen. You don't know what God's purpose is because he see everything. He know everything. Amen. And you are here for a purpose on this earth. Amen. That's why you're still here. Amen. We can help these people through these viruses and this time. Amen. The government coming. You can see how this Antichrist, amen, going to have people looking up to the government. If God tell you what to do now and start getting ready, amen, through all this wave of trouble coming on the earth, obey him. Obey him. Obey him. All right. Are we back at 561? 5981? Are we back there? Are we just, amen. All right. We just thank God for him. Amen. We can press one on your phone. Amen. We're getting ready now. We can take one more caller, and we're going to go into prayer. In these last days, people can see how the Antichrist, if you don't take the mark of the beast, you won't be able to eat, have anything, unless you take the mark of the beast. And if you don't, you're going to starve, and you have to give your life. Amen. Instead, be a Christian. And this reality is set in, brethren. The Bible is going to be true. We cannot pray against what God said in the book. Amen. God said it's going to be wars and rumors of wars and starvation and disease is coming. But you can pray. We can pray and ask God to protect his people within these situations. Amen. And prayer works. Prayer works. Amen. God can take us. Amen. We can be in the fiery furnace, but it won't burn us. Amen. We can be down in the lion's den with the lion to look at you and fall asleep. Amen. Because God will take it all out. Take the disease. Amen. Make the virus go around you. Amen. Bring food. Show you where to go get food. Amen. He show you where the job available. Amen. So God is with us. But you got to be active with it. You got to be active with it. Amen. You got to be active with it. All right. All right. You press one on your phone. Amen. We are in these days, but thank God the Bible is true. Is that good? It's good to know that we've got something we can lean on. We can petition God. Amen. On his word. On his word and pray. Also pray without ceasing. Amen. Just pray until you don't, till you feel, I don't know, just pray it out. Go in your secret closet. Just pray it out. Amen. Nobody have to hear you. Don't be a Pharisee. They don't have to hear your private prayer. Amen. Just pray it out. And just pray as many times you want to pray. Elijah told his servant, amen, it's in the book of James, the 5th chapter, about the prayer of effective man. Amen. But in the Old Testament, Elijah told the king it's going to rain. It's going to rain. And he told his servant to go up on the hill, and I want you to look out and tell me what you see. Servant came back down and said, Master, I don't see nothing out there, nothing. They go up again. Kept coming down. You know, his servant was obedient. He wasn't just mumbling and grumbling. The fifth time, he go up there mumbling and grumbling. I don't know what's wrong with this man. I've been up here 5 times. I'm going up here again 6 times. He come back down. Well, you know. Okay, old man of God, I ain't seen nothing now. No, he wasn't that type of servant. And he told him, Elijah said, go on back up there. Elijah knew. He knew God going to do something. He knew God going to do something. He kept petitioning God. So the servant went up there the last time. He looked out way out there. He saw a little cloud look like a man's hand. Little old cloud. And he came back down and told the man of God. Man of God said, well, you better get in that chariot. You better get in that chariot. You better get ready to get out of here. Amen. So it doesn't matter how many times you have to pray. Brethren, Jesus is alive. He's watching you. He's listening to you. He's in you. Amen. Amen. And you know he's alive. And he loves you. He know that. Pray anytime you want to pray. Anytime you want to pray, amen. James said, cast your cares upon him. Peter said, cast your cares upon him, for he cared for you. All right, now we open it up for prayer. We're going to take some prayers now. Amen. For those that are young in Christ, those that are sick, amen. God said there will be some sickness because that's why he said, in the book of James, call for the elders of the church. The anointed with oil and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That's right. God knew there was going to be some sickness. Amen. That's why the church have, amen. We have a spiritual hospital. You're praying. Amen. As we committed sin, sometimes we overlook sickness and overlook sin and jump right straight to sickness, but God does. All right, we're at 954-4485. Praise him.
Heavenly Father, God, we just come before you tonight and humble you no time, God. We just thank you for the message tonight, God. We thank you for the bishop and God, all the listeners. Father, God, we pray, God, that as we go through this world, God, that you will continue to watch over us and lead and guide us, God. And the word says that the righteous man steps is ordered by the Lord, God. So we pray, God, that you will continue to give us direction, Father God, instructions, God, on how to live in this world today, God. Father God, let our actions today, God, continue to speak for us, God. Let us live a life that resembles you today, Father. God, and we'll thank you for it, and we just give you the praise. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, we can take one more prayer. We can take one more prayer. Amen. We can take one more prayer. Amen. Praying for sickness, praying for those that we know in Christ. Amen. We're praying for those. Amen. This time they're stressing through their faith. They're holding on to Christ, holding on to the Lord. Amen. I would say it with two or three touch and agree. Amen. What is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. What is loosened in heaven is loosening in the earth. Amen. Amen. We want to loosen in heaven. Amen. Amen. The next time we come forth on this broadcast, let us pray. Amen. Let's do this month. Amen. Pick a time and just be praying, prayerful. Amen. Through this month that we have, you know, a lot of things that are especially happening in this month, amen, of October. Amen. Let us pray on. Amen. For our brothers and our sisters, and if you're not able to go back to your church tabernacle at this time, be of courage. Be of courage. Amen. Call someone and talk with someone on the phone that you know, amen, of Christ-like. And those that are striving, amen, encourage them. Encourage them. A word, amen. Proverbs is a word spoken. Amen. The proper time is like gold. Amen. It's like gold. Amen. To encourage someone. Let them know they're not alone. Amen. The devil might try to say, oh, you're alone. Nobody cares. Let them know he's a lie. Everybody. A lot of things. The whole world is going through this. Amen. Not just you. The whole world. Father, we thank you tonight, today and time, the blessing upon these people. Oh, God, as we lift up our hands, amen, in the sanctuary of the Lord and blessing. Oh, God, we stretch our hands towards you, knowing that you are able to do everything but fail. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries, and you can get this broadcast again. It's been recorded, blogtalkradio.com/ on your computer. Amen. You as well, you can go to our website. Amen. www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Until next time, be blessed and keep the faith. Until next time, God bless you.